I've heard that there is an adjuvant trial. Is that actually happening?
Yep. It just activated.
Who's doing it?
It's Intergroup. ECOG, Naomi Haas, and the surgeon at Fox Chase are handling it. It's going to open through all the cooperative groups. And it's randomized to nothing versus sorafenib for a year versus Sutent for a year. So we will ultimately get a toxicity estimate of sorafenib versus Sutent after a year of therapy.
And what's the eligibility?
It's really quite broad. It means anybody with a positive lymph node, anybody with positive vein invasion, anything with a T3 tumor that is outside your Erlitz fascia. It's not going to be for the garden variety 4-centimeter tumor that's taken out laparoscopically.
So what fraction of tumors do you think will be eligible for this?
I would say about 30-40% of all kidney tumors.
With what kind of predicted relapse rate without treatment?
They're using a variety of models, but the European trial, which is 3 years of sorafenib versus
wow.
1 year versus 0 years, is using the Mayo Clinic predictive model. Naomi Haas and the ECOG have put together a model that looks like the Motzer and UCLA combination.
But I mean, overall, considering the eligibility, what would you predict the placebo arm would have a relapse rate would be?
That will be hard to predict. Overall, the relapse rate of all renal cancer is about 40%, 40 or 50%. In this selected group, the relapse rate should be higher, 60, 65%.
So you're going to have a lot of events.
Right. There should be a lot of events, but it may take 3 or 4 years. And it's got to have 1,500 patients, so it's going to take a long time to get the answer.